Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Double Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. And you know what? Really, I haven't done this in a while, but I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. As I say, part of the solution, because that's what you need to be. You really do need to be part of the solution. Because you sound like them. You sound like everything we rail on when you simply spew the party line or you, the last tweet that came up on your phone. You think that that's reality and truth. It's not. And you already know that. I have to keep telling you that. So I do appreciate you listening to our show, because I know there's 3,000 other shows out there you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one. And as I love to say, you know that must have something to do with the high IQ you have. You know what I'm saying? That's all. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, so, you know, Nancy Pelosi has been pushing big time for 16-year-olds to have the ability to vote. She thinks it's a great idea. Because, you know, 16-year-olds, for the most part, always show such restraint. They always show such great judgment. Don't you think? For any of you that have ever had a 16-year-old, even in your house for a while, may want to question that. There's a new thing going on that I don't even know how it got hold. It's called the Skullbreaker Challenge. Now, it's going viral on TikTok, which is a bad place to be to begin with. And it's dangerous. And the doctors are freaking out about this. And parents, are you paying attention? If your kid comes home with a lump in his head, don't you think you should ask some questions? A new viral online trend called Skullbreaker Challenge is so dangerous that medical experts are warning teens to resist the urge. Let me tell you what the story is first. And then I want to know who has an urge to do this. Do you have an urge to turn the stove on and stick your hand open the open flame? Because if you do, you might need some serious help. The challenge originated in Spain after two students recorded themselves on TikTok performing a stunt. This is not a stunt. It involves three participants standing next to each other in a row before jumping straight up. Now, while the middle person is in the air, however, the other two individuals on each end kick inward to knock the middle person off balance. Right? And they try to get him to hit, you know, his or her head when they fall on their back on the ground. Now, since the original one went viral, and it's pretty bad. I'm not even going to show it on our video monitor. It's been going crazy. But the doctors and parents are now sounding the alarm. You know, this is not something you should be doing. But really, seriously, where is your kid at when they think this is a smart thing to do? Arizona mother Valerie Hodson took to Facebook on February 8th to share these images, really bad images, of her son who was a victim of the malicious, cruel, viral prank. Hodson said her son was left with a head injury, stitches on his face, and severe cuts on his mouth. He landed hard, flat on his back and his head. He struggled to get up. He lost consciousness. He fell forward, landing on his face. The school monitor ran to his side all the while the two boys were snickering and laughing as his stiff, unconscious body was laying there on the asphalt. So now we've got to the point where there's absolutely no empathy with these people. There's no sympathy. There's no caring. Nothing. It's just a game. We died? That's too bad. It's just a game. She said, I really contemplated posting this, but I feel there needs to be awareness, she said. Days later, a mother in Alabama posted a similar warning to the Facebook community, Terry Weimer. She said that her son Parker suffered two broken bones in his wrist and he'd have to have surgery because he was also pranked. Look, I don't know the full stories here. They're not being pranked. They're doing this willingly. They're doing this because they want to fit in. They're doing this because they want to be part of the group. So what you want to do is you want to make sure your kids, on a regular basis, talk to your kids about how these stupid things don't help them. Eating Tide Pods don't help them. Snorting condoms, and we've done these stories, this doesn't do any good. You know, teach your kids that this crap is dangerous. Dr. Nathan Richards, a physician who specializes in internal medicine at Ohio State University, he said the challenge is potentially fatal. Like, okay, no duh. Really? Need him to tell me that? The Skullbreaker Challenge is an emerging prank. It's being propagated on social media that results in forceful traumas to the head and the neck area. You know, you guys, if you see those kids, they are kids. If you see those kids that walk on the building ledges, and they walk and they're doing a selfie while they're doing it. I want you to think about something. There are people that do selfies walking in the street. They walk in the cars, they walk in the fountains, they walk off of the platforms onto the train tracks. Why in God's creation, after seeing all of that, would you get up on a building that's 50, 60, 70 stories in the air and decide you're going to walk around the outer rim while taking a selfie? That makes sense. You think they keep it going all the way down? Maybe they should press the Facebook Live button. If you're going to be that stupid, let's go all the way with it. I mean, seriously. There is something wrong when the fame that these kids are looking for is so dangerous. It can be associated with a variety of serious, even life-threatening injuries, including but not limited to a bruising, hematoma, skull fracture, neck strain, neck fracture, concussion, long-term complications of concussion, bleeding in and around the brain, loss of consciousness, paralysis, and maybe even death. It seems like a harmless prank, but here's the thing. If you're doing it on grass, maybe. But if you're doing it on cement, the heck is wrong with you? Seriously, what is wrong with you? Xander Gibb joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Heat up your coffee. Cool down your drink. But don't go far. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. qualify today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and, yes, and. Anyway, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, really, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged in the conversation. And I know that you're not here for me right now. Okay, we're back at it again. I got my favorite. I shouldn't say that because I have one of my favorites. I have two or three favorites on the show, but he's been on the longest at this point, one of the longest guests, and I always love to have him on. He helps us kick the party off, but never provides the champagne. Xander Gibb joins us, as he does every Friday, to kind of kick things off for the weekend. How you doing, Xander?
I'm wonderful. I thought about pouring it, you know, down the foam, but If you would mess up the phone.
I know, right? Oh, God. Hey, listen, there's so much going on. And you saw the food fight, I think, on Wednesday night. Did you see that?
Yeah, you mean at the Muppet movie convention?
You know, you want to talk about a pile on. I mean, I have no love for Bloomberg except that he's a human being. But, I mean, seriously, this was like throwing a piece of fresh meat into a tank full of piranha, right? I mean, don't you think so?
Yeah. But the funny thing for me, because obviously we don't get the whole thing in the, here in the UK, we just kind of get clips. It was like, you know, YMCA, they had, you know, they've got a gay guy, they've got,
a
fake Indian. All they need is a construction worker. I mean, Bernie could be the construction worker.
Yeah. Well, the union guy. Yeah, the union guy.
Yeah.
At the construction
exactly.
site, right?
So, exactly.
You're going to take your 15 minutes for your break. You need to sit down again. Sit down. Sit down, and I'll tell you when to get up.
Secretary Clinton.
God, he's...
It is a joke, though, isn't it? Because what they're doing is they're handing the election to Donald Trump. And the scary thing about this is they, you know, I say this every show that I'm asked to appear on, they've got no policy, no leadership, you know, no nothing. Nothing of substance to give to people. You know, Bernie wants to take your money, increase your taxes. He wants, you know, 50. I saw an analogy today about, you know, the increases that he wants to make. He wants it to be like a $15 an hour minimum wage. But with all his taxes and stuff, it takes it back down to $7.20. So,
well, you know,
where's the thought in all of this?
Well, I personally believe, this is Joe's belief, the best line of the night was when Bloomberg looked over at Bernie and said, you've got three houses. The socialist has three houses. What am I missing here? Right? It was a great line, wasn't it? I mean, to say, hey, listen, you're talking about socialism. Everybody should be equal. You have people living in the streets, and you have three homes. This is okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think the funniest thing to come out of this election, and I can't wait till, you know, the final thing, because it's obviously going to be the Donald versus Bernie or the Donald versus Mini Mike. This is going to be, you know, I said in 2016 that this is the most crucial election of our lifetime, but I don't know. This is even more so now. But the debates are going to be so interesting. I mean, get yourself a big bag of popcorn. Go get some popcorn and just, yeah, it's going to be great. Because the Donald never fails to entertain.
No.
He doesn't take any prisoners, does he?
No,
shut up, he doesn't. Even in his press conferences, he's like, you, shut up. And I'm like, I really respect that because, you know, Barack Obama would have been bowing and scraping and saying, I'm sorry, sir, you know, let me let you ask every single question and not give anyone else a turn.
But Xander, that's not very presidential, Xander. You know that, right?
Well, I think that this is the most presidential president that we've had ever, probably. But, you know, the thing I say to Democrats that when they question me about Donald Trump, I say, look at his record and his achievement while he's been the president and what he has managed to do. But, of course, their comeback is always, you know, well, Barack Obama set it up for him.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
If Barack Obama was going to make it so good, why did he not do it in his own years?
That's right.
You know, his own misadministration.
All right. So what about Klobuchar, right? And, you know, she had the whole thing where she had the misstep about not knowing the Mexican president's name, right? Everybody got in her case for that. And so she obviously went and studied up on some names, because when she came back, if you saw her in the forum there, she says the president of Mexico's name, and then she starts naming these presidents from other countries. It's almost like, you know, I know, and I know this, and I know that, and I know this, and I know. It's like, sounded like a high school girl that was trying to impress you, didn't she?
Yeah, it wasn't really, it was really an Aleppo moment, wasn't it? Do you remember Maxine Waters?
Oh, yeah, no, that was great.
The thing is that as a broadcaster, and I'm sure you do the same, you know, sometimes I always prep for shows, but when I go on a show and somebody asks me about something I know nothing about, I will just say so. Because I'm not looking to impress you. You know, I'm there to give my opinion as a commentator. So if I don't know, I will say, I don't know. Or I'll shut up. Or I'll change the subject. But they, are they deliberately trying to make themselves look stupid?
Well, she did. She really looked like that. I'm telling you, she, and I know I'm going to get slack for this, but she looked like that needy high school girl. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, she just, everything was a whine, and we did this. And then she looks at Pete, and she says, are you calling me dumb? Are you saying I'm dumb? Yeah, I would look at her and say, no, I'm saying you're ignorant in this particular case. You know, play with that one if you would.
But you know who the winner was of that debate, don't you?
I do.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump, all the way.
Oh, God. And, you know, his poke at Hollywood, right? What was the movie? What movie won? There was some movie that won. It was made in South Korea or something like that.
I can't think what it was called.
The movie grossed. I mean, for all intents and purposes, it pretty much lost money. But I mean, by Hollywood standards, I mean, it grossed like $82 million, and it won Best Picture or Best Whatever. And Trump came out and says, and it's a great line. He goes, "What the hell was that all about? We got the American, you know, the awards. This movie from South Korea shows up. It does poorly at the box office, and they win." What the hell was that all about? That was a great line.
I'll tell you what it was all about, Joe. It's called affirmative action because they've been saying for so long there are not enough people. There are too many white people winning the awards and too many movies made by white people winning the awards, so they just kind of let one slip through. But it wasn't like it was a good movie. I mean, you know, it was in Korean, for heaven's sake. Who understands Korean?
It is subtitled.
The guy that used to bring my breakfast in New York could tell you exactly what it was about, but sorry, no speaking of Korean.
Ooh. All right, we're going to go for a break, and I'm going to put you in a timeout for 3 minutes or 3.5 minutes so you can come back and apologize to the whole South Korean community. I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Be back in a few minutes. Yes. We'll wash his mouth out with soap. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg said that he's willing to release at least three women from non-disclosure agreements that prevented them from speaking publicly about harassment or discrimination suits filed against him over the last three decades. Bloomberg was attacked repeatedly this week in his debut debate for declining to release women from those non-disclosure agreements. He also said his company will not offer confidentiality agreements to resolve claims of sexual harassment or misconduct in the future. At least 18 Americans who returned home from a quarantine cruise ship are now infected with the new virus, bringing the number of the cases in the United States to 35. The U.S. tally dates back to January 21st and includes three people who were evacuated from the central China city of Wuhan, where the outbreak began. More than 76,000 cases have been reported worldwide, with the majority in China. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
A couple of nitwits.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. It's not me. I get it. I'm okay with it. I can live with it. It's all good. It's Xander. We are back, and I always have a good time when Xander's on with me. And if you could only hear what we say during the break, I don't know. We'd probably be arrested in some countries. Anyway, Joe Messina here. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Xander Gibb joins me as he does to kick off the weekend. And you have to admit, though, we do have our own party during the breaks. Seriously.
We do. You know, monkey. We totally do.
I'm offended at that. Half my family is from Sicily.
I am, too.
There you go.
I know.
Right? And they know where you live. You know what I'm saying? Just so we're clear. But the food fight from then, I just think on Wednesday night, it really looked, at times, they were talking over each other. I mean, we've gone so far away from decorum. We have gone so far away. You talk about being presidential and not acting presidential. There wasn't anybody on that stage. Even Bloomberg. It was obviously, come on, not ready for this at all. He was not ready for the amount of pounding that he was taking up there, was he?
No, definitely not. And the thing I wondered about Bloomberg is, you know, with the Americans with Disabilities Act, did he bring his own bucks to stand on, or was that provided for him?
I know. You know, Trump's right. He's got the short man's complex. But here,
yeah.
I tell you, if you really want to see the colors of the Democrat Party, when Warren was going on, and we kind of took it as a joke, but think about something. When she went on as to, you know, misogyny and racism and how you treat women and the whole nine yards, it sounded like the same old mantra that they use on Trump on a daily basis, right? Women hating, bigoted, racist, homophobic, the whole nine yards.
And, yeah.
And she had to say at one point, I think when she realized, I'm not talking about Trump, I'm talking about Bloomberg. And then she went on to say, this is, now ready for this one? Hopefully you have no food in your mouth. She went on to say that she would support the Democrat nominee even if it was him. So apparently, if you're a Democrat, you can get away with being a woman-hating, racist, bigoted, old white billionaire. But if you're a Republican, you have to be drawn and quartered. Right?
Stop and frisk.
What do you... Hold on. I pulled these things up because I think they're hilarious. What was the one he did? He called a transgender person he or she or whatever, in a guy in a dress. And can you imagine if Trump didn't say he or she, but just said some guy in a dress? They would be picketing the White House 24/7, right?
But it's a case with the left of do as we say, not as we do. Now, if two gay people got beat up, one end of Manhattan and one at the other end of Manhattan, one was a Democrat and the other one was a Republican, they would only inquire after the Democrat. You know that.
Yeah, I do know that.
And to me, you can't say you care about a whole community unless you care about everyone in that community.
The hypocrisy is shining, and they don't. I don't know, Xander. You were, as I jokingly say, you were part of that tribe for a while. I don't know if they ignore it on purpose, they sincerely don't see it, or they think that because they're so righteous, when they do it, it's okay. I can't make this out. I've been doing this for 10 years. I still can't figure this out.
I can't either. And you know, without mentioning names, you know, someone that we know that was a Republican, but they were bullied into mm-hmm. being a Republican, mm-hmm. now get such a level of kudos because they stepped over that side.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And I'm astounded. But you know, I keep critiquing this person and saying, oh, were you bullied into that? Or, you know, that's not what you said before.
That's right.
Because how can you put that body of commentary out there? And yes, we're all allowed to change our minds, but I wasn't bullied. I wasn't bullied into being a Democrat.
No. No.
You know, it was, as far as I was concerned, and I was quite indoctrinated by the LGBTQABCDFG community into thinking certain things. But I wasn't bullied by anyone into being a Democrat. But I think the difference with the left and the right is that we actually do what we say,
right,
regardless of whoever it is, you know. But the left doesn't do that.
No, I am, again, the left is losing a grip on a Hispanic, Black, and even the gay community. They have been for a long time, but the Black community, I think, was a total surprise to them over the last few years that they were losing those voters, which is why they're pushing so hard for, you know, no ID for voting, allowing illegals to come in. And you're seeing places like New York City and,
right,
and other cities allowing illegals to vote in local races. You know, it's where,
yeah,
it starts, right?
But I think that you've hit the nail on the head there. This is about embracing voters. This,
yeah,
is why they're accepting of everybody. You know, gays, you know, transgender people, pedophiles. You know, all they'll anyone. They'll take anyone. You know, I want to stay polite because I don't want to offend the listeners. But anyone, they will accept anyone. If I even after my 8 years. 7 years of being a Republican went back to them now, they would celebrate me.
Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
good question.
Because they would want my vote.
All right. So, listen, I'm going to hit on something that might be a bit personal for you, but it's something that needs to be discussed. Governor Gavin Newsom, or Nuisance.
Nuisance.
Yes, here in California. He is pausing student physical fitness because of bullying here in California. Now, we have an obesity, major league. Yeah, yeah. But wait till you hear why. You're really going to be infuriated. So we have a major obesity problem with these kids. They're not getting off the couch. They're not working. They're not doing whatever. So he feels that they're being bullied because of a few reasons. One of them is because, you know, some of these kids are overweight. No, duh, really? So let's stop physical fitness because that'll help them feel better about themselves. That's number one.
Right.
You ready for number two? It's too gender specific. And so
run that by me again. Fitness is too gender specific.
It's too gender specific, right? And the kids that are transitioning or transgender kids or what have you, they get bullied because they don't look and act like the other kids. And I'm thinking, So here we go again, and forgive me. You know my heart, so I don't have to say this to you. We're going to change everything for less than 2% of the population. That doesn't mean we get to bully that 2%. We'll find another way to deal with them. But why does the other 98% have to suffer? Why is it they don't get to work out? Why is it that they don't get to make sure their bodies get in shape, or we keep them in whatever shape they're in? But think about that. The California mindset with that Maroney, and he thinks that he's got to revamp physical education now for a very small portion of the community. Am I just being a jerk here or what?
No. I want to know, do they spell that guy's name? Do you have to have, does he put the moron into Maroney? I'm a comedian. I have to.
I know, but I can't. I can't get any. I can't smoke enough crack to have any of this make sense. None of it.
No, no. But what it? But I think it goes back. Every question you ask about the Democrats goes back to what you just said about encouraging voters. I mean, they're even running around the cemeteries registering dead people to vote. That is the level of desperation. And believe me not, folks, so many people were registered to vote that had been dead, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So that's a worry to me. Can't vote if you're dead.
Listen, I had somebody called me yesterday, a friend of mine, and said he got his ballot and they re-registered him as a Democrat. Okay? I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So, you know, here's a Republican re-registered as a Democrat. So when they say voter fraud doesn't exist, you know, I just look at them and laugh. I go, you know why it doesn't exist? Because it benefits you, and you don't want to bring any attention to it. That's why you hate talking about it, you know?
Well, that's why they don't want voter ID, because if we had voter ID, there would be far less voter fraud. But did you remember the reason they gave for not, because they said, Black people don't know how to get photographic ID.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
illegal. You can go to some town halls and some places and get a driver's license, no less, you know?
All right, you got to hold that thought. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Masuda, your host, we'll have a lot more on this with Zandy Gibb when we come back. Do not go away because I'll come. No, don't. Yeah, I will. I come back and hunt you down. But anyway, look at truly, think about, ask your neighbors in this upcoming election cycle. Make sure they truly help them register to vote, check their registration, and make sure it belongs to them. It's going to their house. Joe Masuda, your host, will be back more with Zandy Gibb right after this.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE. 855-732-5563. And yes, he is with us, and you know who I'm talking with. Remember him? Anytime you're ready. We're back at it with Xander Gibb. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, Xander. Love kicking off the weekend with you. Before we really get into this and I run out of time again, tell us where we can hear you. Where can we find you other than the pizza joint?
You can find, well, I haven't been in a pizza joint for 7 months at least, which is why I've lost over 110 pounds.
I'm going to send you some pizza-flavored gum. How's that?
Now, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, no,
but
right?
You can find everything at XanderGibb.com, and the show is Fridays currently, 3 Pacific, 5 Central. That's not right. Is it 3 Pacific, 5 Central, 6 Eastern? Yes, and 11 o'clock in the UK and 10 o'clock The next morning, then they're in Australia.
Also, they're a day behind there. Is that kind of what you're saying?
They're like 12 hours. They're 12 hours in front.
Oh.
So when I do my show at 11 o'clock at night in the UK, it's like 10 o'clock in the morning in Australia on a Saturday. So I always, that's always mind-blowing. Because I even have fans in Australia, you see, Joe.
Yeah.
It's kind of mind blowing that my show is so far advanced that that people have it's the next day already.
Yeah, that's right. they're getting information kind of ahead of time, like a time machine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, an Australian.
You drug me so far afield. I forgot what we were talking about. It definitely wasn't cannolis.
We were talking about voter fraud.
Oh yeah, right. It doesn't exist for them because it benefits them. And I bring that up on a show on a regular basis. If you really look at when we find voter fraud and voter tampering, who does it actually benefit? 98.9% of the time, it's the Democrats. So why scream about it, right?
But isn't it racist for the left to suggest that the black people can't find photographic ID?
Yeah, well, funny you were mentioning that. I remember there was a MRC. I can't think of their full name, but if you go Google MRC, they have a whole bunch of videos on their website. And one of the videos was a white reporter goes down into a black neighborhood, and he's telling them. He said, "Look, do you know where to get ID?" And they're looking at him kind of weird. He goes, "The left says that having an ID or requiring you to have an ID is voter suppression. These are black people." And every one of them said, "Well, that's not true. I have an ID. I got an ID. I know where to get an ID and that kind of stuff." Matter of fact, one of the guys he spoke with was great. Pulls out his wallet, opens it up, and he's a cop. He has a badge and an ID. And he goes, "I don't know anybody who doesn't know where to get an ID. I've never pulled anybody over who said I can't get an ID." So it's a crock.
But how is it voter suppression if the requirement, if they made it a requirement for in every state for there to be voter ID, then how is it suppression if that's a requirement? You can vote if you've got that. It's not suppressing anybody, because the only people that can get the ID is those that shouldn't be having it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right. No,
watch it. Boom.
If you really listen to the left and think about what they're pushing for these days, they want to give felons the right to vote. They want to give people in jail the right to vote. I mean, and they know who that benefits. They're not stupid people. They want to give illegal aliens the right to vote. Why are they doing this? It isn't because they care about this country. It's because they want the vote, they want the power, they want to maintain their seats. It's the only reason they're doing it, and you and I both know that. We've been doing this long enough to know that.
And I think the concern is that I'm proud, you'll be surprised at me saying this, but I'm proud of some Democrats because they're walking away, and they're seeing that this does not represent them anymore, because you have to be pretty dumb, sorry I said the D word, to continue to accept this level of lawlessness and direct discrimination for certain sectors of the community, namely Americans. Because let's face it, the Democrats are not interested in the rights and the needs of American people. Imagine a Democrat administration. Imagine, God forbid, if they won in November.
Uh-huh.
Imagine how America would change.
You're trying to scare
from
me.
The perspective of, I mean, look, they're actually actively trying to get more Muslims into Congress. You can't tell me that's just about representation. And don't send me emails telling me I'm racist, because Islam is not a race, it's a religion. But as a caveat to that, I don't care who you pray to. But if you come and live in a Judeo-Christian country and you want to change it into an Islamic country with Sharia law, why did you leave the country that you came from in the first place?
Listen, here's I don't really have a problem like we do as Christians. I don't have a problem with somebody kind of pushing their religious ideology because they believe it to be truth. What I have a problem is when somebody gets a leg up. Think about Omar right now, Representative Omar. We have known forever that she married her brother, that she's been doing things illegally. We have known about this. There's only one reason they haven't gone after her, right?
Because she's a Muslim. But even the Somali community leader.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I spoke over you.
No, I just said I resent that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do too. Even the Somali community leader where she lives has stepped out and said that this is the case.
Yep.
So is he a liar too now? You know, are the Somali community a bunch of liars too?
They hate women.
They disagree with her.
They hate women. That's what it'll be. They have something against her. They hate women. She never divorced the first guy or whatever, and so she didn't go through any of that stuff. She got married by a Christian minister. Probably lied. I would hope to God that she had to lie to him or he bought into whatever. That was just total. I don't know. Again, it's a thing over and over and over again. If she was a Christian, they'd be crucifying her because she's a Muslim. Now we're being mean to her and nasty and bad.
But Joe, should someone's religion or their sexuality or their color of their skin affect their ability to obey the law of
no.
the land? Because to me, the law is blind, but the Democrats want it to be deaf and mute too. and that's a concern for me. And while we still have these liberal judges that are actually proportioning out punishment based upon their politics, America is never going to change. But I'm grateful to Donald Trump that we are getting, replacements. Because I think you should have to be reassessed every so often if you're a judge. Your cases should be reassessed to make sure that you're not, over-sentencing or under-sentencing, because the law is the law
yep.
is the law.
Oh, yeah, kind of, sort of. Unless you're Clinton, but
unless you're a Democrat, you can't say that about Bill Clinton. He
Billy
takes
Bob?
That back if you're
I
listening,
can.
Bill. He doesn't
no.
want to be suicided.
Yeah.
Joe Messina didn't kill himself.
You know, we have another one, and I know you and I are on the same page with this stuff. There's another professor that got stuck in a lawsuit because he refused to. Now here's the thing. And I'm very worried about where the direction we're going in some of these areas. So a professor at an evangelical Christian college was confronted by one of the students who was transgendering from female to male and wanted to be, from male to female and wanted to be addressed by pronouns, she, her, and hers. Which I got to tell you something. To show you that they have some kind of mental disorder, when you want to be called they, you, singular, want to be called
yeah.
they, what is
yeah.
wrong with you? I mean, seriously.
Now, be fair, the Queen of England talks about the royal we, so, is that
okay,
different?
But that's, yes, it is different. My God. Here you go. Stop acting like a Democrat. I know you're not one, but I mean, God. But anyway, so this gets all the way to the court, and the judge, and they're speaking about judges, they're miffed at the judge because the judge says, there's no constitutional right for you to be called by any kind of pronoun.
No.
None. Absolutely
no.
none.
There isn't. I mean, if I can see that someone's quite clearly a guy, but they want me to refer to them as she, if that's in a professional capacity, I'll do that. But I've said this so many times on the show. I am not going to buy the book and the T-shirt. If you want to hack off parts of your body and call yourself Thelma, go for it. But I'm not subscribing to that ideology.
See, I kind of, look at, I've been tainted, and you and I have been doing these stories for so long. This was an evangelical Christian college. Do not tell me that this student didn't know when they went to that college what the doctrine of the college was, what they believed as a Christian organization, that if you were born, if God made you a male when you were born, you are a male. You're not a female trapped
right.
in a male's body. So to suggest
no.
that professor is going to bow down to your want is one thing. That, I think it's... I honestly believe it's become disingenuous. You and I have talked about this, even to the point where when you go in and you're offended that a baker won't make you a wedding cake for a same-sex couple, knowing it's a Christian baker, you've, in my mind, in my humble opinion, you've done that on purpose. You've done that to make a point, right? Now, Xander Gibb, always enjoy his time with me. And go to XanderGibb.com. That's XanderGibb.com. You can find out where the show is playing. You can pick up his podcast. There's a lot going on. Well, there's a lot going on his page, too, as well. His website. And you can catch him every Friday. But go there to check out the times, because I'll give you the wrong times. I Guarantee it. Anyway, a lot more coming up in the next hour. College campus crazies, you know what that's all about, right? Where your tax dollars are being flushed on a regular basis. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side.